It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS AM-FM.
Welcome back in. A little dancing in the studios here this afternoon. Susan Waldrop is joining us, Director of Project Help, and she has brought in a firecracker today to join us here. Susan, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good to have you here today to talk about Project Help and Saddle Up for Project Help. Who is this firecracker you did bring in?
This would be Carrie Boylan. She used to sit on our advisory board, and then she decided to become more vocal at the United Way here, and so Brian accepted her as a part of the allocations panel, and now she's helping us with Saddle Up.
Well, how about that? Well, I love her business card. It says, Carrie Boylan, a British accent, an international perspective, and a Southern address.
Don't you love it?
I love the Southern address part. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me, Brian. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, so now that everyone has swerved and thought, "And what am I listening to the BBC? You are the British accent. I guess that's what that comes through.
Yes, yes, I am British. I've been in this country for many years, so I have a little bit of a Southern perspective. I've lived in the South for quite a few years.
Have you picked up any Southern slang?
Get her done.
Oh, well, man, that sounded, that was almost real. I could believe that.
Yeah. Please don't tell me I look like Larry the Cable Guy.
It's a hoot, I guess, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's one of my faves. Anyway.
And you have an interesting story about what brought you to the Middle Tennessee area and to Murfreesboro, but how long have you been here?
Just about 3 years. I really have just landed in this extraordinary town. I'm so proud to be associated with Murfreesboro. You'd be surprised. I do a lot of traveling, and you'd be surprised. A lot of people know this town. They either visit here, they've been to school here, they've got family here, they live here, and they're visiting somewhere else. It's a great place to live, and I'm so proud to be here.
You know, we take it for granted.
You do.
I've grown up here. I know this area. What is so special in your mind? I mean, you've been everywhere, and you're living here. What is special about Murfreesboro?
Well, number one, it's the sixth largest city, to my knowledge, in the state of Tennessee. And it's a little bit more intimate than Nashville. And I love Nashville. That's where I originally was transferred from in my career. And I, myself and my husband, decided that Murfreesboro was more to our lifestyle, which is, it's a town, but it's still got that community feel of taking care of your neighbor. Not that Nashville will not do that either. This is the volunteer state. I love the people here. I really do.
The people here. And so that's how you got, saddled up here with with Project Help,
I guess. Yeah, that's how I got saddled up. Yeah, I got saddled up.
Susan, Project Help, give us a refresher on what Project Help is, what you do.
We are an early intervention preschool. We provide educational services for children who have special needs who are under the age of 3 in a center-based setting.
Now, is there a physical location? Where are we talking?
We have two sites. The main building is 206 North Baird, which is on MTSU's campus, and then we have a satellite classroom across campus at the Fairview Building.
Mm-hmm. Now, these are for children 3 and under?
3 and under. And the thing I think we are most pleased with is that we provide the services in a what we call a natural environment, which means that we've got half of each classroom session are children who are developing typically.
How does that work? Does it kind of just bring all of them in together and help bring those who are not developing typically, faster level?
I think that's one of the things that attracted us to Carrie, because she certainly had a lot on her plate and still does. one of the way she presents it is an environment that she enjoyed watching.
Mm-hmm. I was invited to go by. I was basically trying to find something that I needed to do. I need to work, and I could work for love or I can work for money, either one. And I decided that I wanted to work for love for a little while. And Susan invited me to take a tour of the facility, and the children are extraordinary. They're all with one another. They don't see any kind of challenge with any other children, other than the fact that maybe they want that toy, which is very typical. You don't know. And they come running up to you, all of the children, when you get down to their level. They're so excited to see visitors.
Mm-hmm.
And how I found out about Project Help was I spoke to one of the teachers one day in a spa, and I said to her, "What do you do?" And her face lit up like a Christmas tree, and she told me she taught over at Project Help, and I said, "I've got to go over there. Anybody that lights up like that about their job, I want that job."
Now, what did she say to you about her job? I mean, she lit up, but what did she tell you?
I don't remember. All I remember is she lit up like a Christmas tree. And if somebody lights up like a Christmas tree when they talk about their job, you want to find out about that.
So when you walked in the door, what did you feel in terms of?
Oh, children.
Did you light up too?
Yeah, the children are laughing and playing, and they're sitting and they're in sandboxes and beans and they're pointing out colors, and everybody's clapping and cheering, and they're learning, because they learn through play. There's a method to what they're doing, which I'd never seen before, and it's extremely unique. There isn't another center-based learning facility like it that I've ever seen, but let's just focus on Murfreesboro, mm-hmm. which is why the Saddle Up fundraiser is so important. And I really would like Susan to talk a little bit more about that baby, because it is her baby.
There's a little trickery going on here with that, because you teach kids how to learn in sandboxes and with beans.
Lots of play is involved. Yeah, you'd enjoy it, actually.
Yeah, maybe we should all go down.
Maybe I could light up in my job.
You are lit up, right?
Well, that's probably true. I do. You've got to really enjoy what you're doing, and I know that you do as well, Susan, and you really are able to make a difference in the lives of those kids. And once they graduate, I guess, if you will, you feel like that they're on a better road that maybe they wouldn't have been on without.
Well, there's a lot of data that embraces the idea that early intervention is cost effective, and one of the things that we just started in late spring was a 3-year-old classroom at our satellite room over in the Fairview Center. And what we have found is that parents need the kind of nurturing and support that they need right then, and there's not any particular formula or recipe for that. You just have to kind of be with them and let them know. And so some of them want to stay with Project Help for a little bit longer, and giving them that option we have found is a really good thing, and one of the reasons we're doing Saddle Up. And the other one is to try to get the money to reconfigure the Baird Lane site so that we can have all of our programs for children under 3 in that building, and then use the Fairview classroom for our 3-year-old program.
And I was going to kind of ask you about the cost of all of this
involved.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a lot. Even with the university, we're looking at about $75,000 to reconfigure the Baird Lane building. And we think it's real doable. We're just kind of tiptoeing into it and hoping that we'll get about half of that money maybe this year at Saddle Up.
We are talking today with the director of Project Help, Susan Waldrop, and Carrie Boylan, who is, are you the spearhead of this?
Good Lord, no.
That's a dangerous term, isn't it?
No, yes,
so,
no.
So you're a volunteer?
I'm an agency volunteer.
Agency volunteer.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I do too.
Like I said, it takes money, obviously, for these children to participate in the program. All of this is... It takes money from the United Way and other donors, and this is a fundraiser to help you do some of that.
Exactly. None of the families who have children who have any type of a problem, delay, diagnosis, disability, pay any money. The services are completely free of charge, and we couldn't do that without having donations.
Sure. Who wants to explain to me what Saddle Up for Project Help is?
Well... You don't want me to. No, I'm kidding.
Just somewhat. Saddle Up, is there a horse involved?
No.
Okay.
No horses involved. Go ahead, Susan. It's just a fun night out.
It's a real
fun night out.
It's real relaxed and easy. You can wear your cowboy hat and your boots if you so choose.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, just come any way you want to. It's barbecue from Kirk and Burke, and live entertainment and a silent auction and a live auction. The live auction is going to include a playhouse. And it's also going to probably have some other kind of fun things that, that will be a part of that. But there's a lot of cool stuff listed on our website, by the way.
What is the website?
www.mtsu.edu/projecthelp, all one word, lowercase.
So no little tildes or
no
whatever.
No tildes.
That's good.
We think so.
So mtsu.edu/projecthelp.
Very good. Let's mention the date, July 28th. It's coming up.
Important, July the 28th, and that is on a Thursday.
Two weeks from today,
so keep that in mind.
6:30 at the Foundation House.
Which is on Thompson Lane, isn't it?
It is. It's right next to Miller Coliseum,
okay.
The new horse.
And if you've never been to the Foundation House, it's worth coming to saddle up. It's a lovely, lovely house, and we're going to deck it out really, really well. Got a fantastic committee.
A little Western theme, I guess, with saddle up, maybe?
Well, I wouldn't have thought. Yes, of course.
Well, you have a lasso.
Oh, good Lord, no.
She's been practicing.
I was wondering. Being right next to the Miller Coliseum, you think of horses. So, I mean, maybe you can go borrow one of the horses from
MTSU.
And
saddle up, yeah.
Saddle up there. I'm sure boots and rhinestones. You can go all out with this.
I could do that, yeah.
The event, obviously, is a fundraiser, and this money is going to go to many of the projects that Susan was just mentioning. Anything you want to add about the saddle up fundraiser, Carrie?
I attended the first one last year, and I had so much fun. I can't begin to tell you. It was so relaxed, and oftentimes we go to fundraisers and we do get up, we put on our dress up gear, and we do have a great time when we dress up because all girls like to dress up. But guess what, guys, this time you don't have to dress up. So come on, wives, bring your husbands and have a great time. It's really a good time, honestly.
I hear some cheers from the guy crowd at least about that.
Well, she's pointing to me. Obviously, I have to tell everybody how inexpensive it is to, obviously, attend this great event. It's only $50 per person, which is
very good.
Very reasonable. We have great food, great entertainment. Come on.
I've had Kirk and Burt's barbecue before, and it's outstanding. So that's going to be a great meal there. And the event is, again, 6:30, starts at 6:30. Mm-hmm. How long should we expect that to go?
Oh, it's over before 10 because most of us need our rest.
Especially after that day. How long does it take to put this event all together?
We start in February.
Wow. Yeah. Is it the largest fundraiser that you do?
It's the only one, really.
Yeah. And so the hope is to this year raise half of the $75,000 that you need. So you're looking at, this is kind of a long-term project.
I hope it's a two-year project.
Yeah.
I hope it's a one-year project.
Well, then it'd be even better.
Yeah. One-year project would be okay. Are you thinking of phasing in, or does it have to all be done at once?
The reconfiguring of the facility will be pretty much get ready for it and then do it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't alter our kids' programs very much, and so we'd really have to have pretty much all of our ducks in a row before we got walls removed and that sort of thing.
Sure. Carrie, what would you tell someone out there? I just find your story interesting that you just showed up one day and go in. There are people in this community that are looking for something to do in terms of to give of their time, to show, you know, their love for a community group or an organization or thing of something along those lines. To maybe they don't have the means to give a lot of money, but they can give of their time, and that's very important too. What would you tell somebody about that experience that you went through? How do you get started?
You start speaking to perfect strangers in strange places and find out what they do, and if you're interested in whether or not they light up like a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
To the best of my knowledge, there's over 2,000 nonprofit agencies in the Nashville area alone. Tennessee isn't called the volunteer state for nothing, but sometimes it's jolly difficult to find somewhere to give of your time on a consistent basis. And I just lucked out. I talk to everybody. Obviously, I'm in your radio station.
You're awfully shy. I don't know how you just talk to strangers.
It's just the British in me.
I guess so.
We're not as reserved as you think we might be.
Not as reserved, huh? Well, I'll have to take your word for that. You're one of the, I guess, handful of British that I've ever met. So
that's why we brought her here.
I'm pretty impressed. You know,
our goal.
Saddle Up for Project Help is coming up 2 weeks from today, July 28th, 6:30, and it's at the MTSU Foundation House, which is on Thompson Lane, next door to the MTSU Miller Coliseum. And you said that there are some auction items, silent auction items, and you can view all of those on the website. Do we hit all of the high points there, you think?
I'm thinking so, yes.
Anything else the two of you would like to share? Anybody?
Don't men like sports memorabilia, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
we have a lot of those.
Yes, and MTSU football players will be there, some of whom will be there, and coaches and some of their items. Signed football from Rick Stockstill.
You may see him when you walk out. He's actually coming up to be on the sports show here in just a minute.
Well, that's nice of him. Yeah.
Coach is coming up here to talk. But
he's been very, very kind to support us.
He may be waving around the corner there in just a second. But, Susan, it's great to talk to you this afternoon, and thanks for bringing Carrie along with you. Project Help is a great gem in this community, and I hope a lot of folks will get out. And it's just a $50 ticket, a great night out on the town.
And get to meet Carrie.
Oh,
will you be at the front door greeting everyone?
No, I'm going to be hiding in the back now.
I doubt that.
I doubt it.
I really doubt that. Ladies, thanks again for coming
in. Thank you.
Oh, this has been fun. Project Help Director Susan Waldrop and also Carrie Boylan talking about Saddle Up for Project Help. Again, the details online at mtsu.edu/projecthelp. The event coming up, Saddle Up for Project Help, on July 28th, 6:30 p.m. at the MTSU Foundation House on Thompson Lane, next door to the Miller Coliseum. Hang in there with us. We'll be right back with more Rutherford Issues in a moment.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, Rutherford County's place to talk. We're WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.